Saturday, the 8th of September. It's a fine morning. Rained a lot yesterday, but it's fine this morning. It's supposed to be a really nice day. And the guys, as you can hear in the background, are out with the big lawnmower machines cutting the grass in the park that adjoins, or kind of adjoins, my house. It's very well maintained. Sun's just about to come out. And I have to go this morning. I have something to do. And then hopefully get back by early afternoon and have a relaxing day after that. Hopefully. You know how you have one of those funny days where there's quite a lot of coincidences in the one day? Yesterday was one of those days, and not necessarily, in fact, not at all, a happy, coincidental, happening day. My wife's brother, who has lived in Australia for almost 40 years, has had some complications health-wise, and he's got over the worst of it. I won't go into the details, but he had to go in for another procedure next week, and they called him in just to talk it over with him, and then suddenly found that he had a couple of blood clots in his legs which need to be attended to first. So now the procedure has been set back and they're going to have a look at these blood clots, and he has a cruise booked to go to, it's not Tasmania, it's somewhere over there. And so that may be endangered, or he's not particularly happy going on the cruise with these blood clots in his legs. And so things are getting a little bit, how to say, muddied. So that was yesterday morning. He phoned my wife, who had phoned him the day before and didn't get an answer, and was a little bit worried. And so he obviously got the call and phoned her back and explained it, what was happening. So that was that. And then my wife came down from Mass in the morning to tell me that an old friend, Roddy McRae, 96, died fairly suddenly. A real character in life was Roddy. He originated from the Black Isle, up in the north of Scotland, an area I was crossed over several times less than 2 weeks ago when we were up at Nairn. And he came down here to settle. Lost his wife a good number of years ago, but he's such a bubbly little character. About 5'4", but he had a great life, and you know, he used to relate stories to me. He was involved in motor racing and toured Europe with the motor racing. He wasn't a driver, he was a support team, and the stories he could tell you. And he was such a character. Every time you met him, he'd have a go at me, he'd have a wee pop at me and say something nasty, and then the shoulders would start bouncing up and down with a wee chuckle. Oh, I'm going to miss Roddy. Didn't know he was 96, but when I think back, yeah, he bound had to be about that age. So, and you know, he's got one claim to fame as far as I'm concerned, and that is that when I was about 5 or 6, we stayed round the corner in another part of the town from him. He's been in the same house all those years. I think he's been in the house, that house, for about 60 years. And he was the first man ever to have a Volvo. Because I can remember, and it was a white one, and I can remember going past his house and going, oh. I kept looking in the windows and never realised that many, many, many years later that I would actually become a friend of his. So that was Roddy. And now yesterday, by late afternoon, I was told that someone else I knew had been diagnosed as having cancer. So, one of those coincidental days that you really don't want to happen. But anyway, my thoughts are with them all. My prayers are for wee Roddy. I'm sure he'll wind God up no end. And you can talk about Volvos and racing cars. And all we can do is pray for those who have ill health. And here's me mourning about lack of sleep sometimes. And puts it all in perspective, doesn't it, really? So anyway, time to move on. Do something. Be productive. Be creative. If I cut my own grass later today, will that be creative? Or just maintenance? I'm guessing it's just maintenance. Anyway. Here's hoping for a creative day for everyone. Do something creative, no matter what it is. Life's too short not to be creative. Absolutely too short.